Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the American Idol Season 18 Top 7 After Show. Guys, be a seer for yourself, but we have the one and only Just Sam here with us. Hi, Sam!
Yes, hi! I'm already teasing so hard.
We are too. We are so lucky Just Sam in the house tonight. We're going to ask her tons of questions. We're going to give you all some time to ask questions. So please, in the chat, I will be watching out. Let us know if you have questions, comments. We know they're all going to be, you're amazing. We hope you win, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So let's to that. And no, don't be sorry. And of course, Sam and I are not here alone. We have the one and only Lisa Macy, fan of American Idol since day one.
Yep, day one, baby.
Day one. And we also have our one and only musical technical expert, Hamza Khan. Hi, Hamza.
What's going on, guys? I put on a button up today for our guest.
And here I am with my Lion King shirt on.
Ooh, listen, nice. It was Disney night. That's what you gotta do. You gotta rep for the people. Hello.
Exactly.
So we're so excited to get started. We're just gonna dive right in. Lisa, take it away.
Well, I think the obvious thing we have to start with, it's Mother's Day. So I think we need to wish your grandmother, Miss Elizabeth, happy Mother's Day from all of us.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day, Grandma. Thank you, guys.
And just Sam, what a song that you sang for her tonight, the song that you dedicated to her. What did she have to say about that performance that you dedicated to her?
She called me crying and she's just always so proud of me. And I know, like, she, like, for grandma's hands, she called me and she said, Samantha, thank you so much for singing that song to me. And then tonight, because I didn't tell her after that that I was going to sing another one to her. So tonight she's like, and you didn't tell me that you were singing another song. So, like, she's really happy and it was a surprise to her. So I just love doing things like that for her, being able to do this for her, dedicate a song to her on national television. Like, I'm grateful for that. And I'm sure that she's more than grateful. It's just a blessing to us both.
How wonderful. How wonderful you were able to do that today. Yes, we do.
We love her so much. Yes, you guys are a total package deal in this whole thing.
Girl.
Yeah.
We tried to actually invite her onto the show, but it was a no for her. So we ended up going.
Yeah.
She would have said yes. She's becoming a big star in her own right, too, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. She's never lonely, never bored. Her friends, family are always calling her. So it's just like she's getting a lot of love, especially during this time. It's important. And so she's grateful to be receiving this love right now. You know, a lot of people are alone. I felt alone during this process, but I'm like, still, I'm able to call her. I'm able to call people from back home. And so, you know, her having people that are checking up on her, it's a blessing.
Absolutely.
And she's definitely receiving the same perks as I am.
She deserves it. That's wonderful. Yeah. When you're home, does she have a favorite song that she likes you to sing?
For me, she likes when I sing Alicia Keys.
Ooh.
Yeah, she says, no one.
The best.
She loves that. Yeah, you guys gotta hear her. We gotta sing grandma styled songs because she has her own version of everything. Like, oh my gosh, don't let her sing Eminem. She's like, I said I'm sorry, mama, 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 mama.
I never meant to hurt you.
Oh, I think we're going to have to let her sing.
Yeah, she's not telling.
Get grandma a TikTok. Get grandma a TikTok.
Yes. I will as soon as I'm back in New York City. Yeah, she's getting her own, and then we're going to have one for the both of us.
Perfect.
For sure.
That's great. Yeah. So speaking of your iconic performances, oh my God, can we talk about your Selena performance? Like one of the most popular, iconic performances of the whole season. And Sam, I saw on your social media, you're getting all kinds of crazy fan art, like really amazing fan art of you like in that outfit that you wore for the Selena performance, right?
Speaking of which, I know this isn't Selena, but do you mind if I run and grab one? Of the fan art that got
thank you
y'all, we're getting an exclusive an exclusive fan art right now.
One of my favorites.
They're so good.
Here we come.
It's amazing.
I'm coming back.
Amazing.
Here she comes.
Here she comes.
Here's my feeling. Okay, so that's upside down.
Okay, so here is the painting that I received in the mail from a fan. And I received, sorry, this headphone is falling out because I'm excited.
That's okay.
Oh, it's falling. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm
always excited.
We are so
But like, I've been receiving things like that, like even before the Hawaii episode. And so it's crazy. But in Hawaii, singing Selena, I was like, that was another gift from American Idol.
Yeah.
And of course, God. I was just, I really did put a lot of thought into my song selections. I mean, I still do. But for me, I was like, all right, Hawaii, something fun, something that's going to, you know, hype the crowd up, something that they can sing along to. And so for me, when I think all those things, I'm like, Selena, Adele, Alicia Keys, Beyonce, you know, like the throwbacks, you know, that's what comes to mind when I think of those things. And so, yeah, Hawaii gave me the chance to do that and to perform that song. And then a couple days after the episode was the anniversary of her death.
Yeah.
And so it was like perfect timing. I know it's like really weird to say, but I just don't believe in coincidences, especially after coming into Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe in them. And so I feel like for me, that was confirmation that that was the right song.
Yeah.
Like, I it wasn't my best performance to me.
You were amazing. I know.
But
I'm
definitely proud. And I do really like, I know that that performance made a lot of people happy. And so I think that's what matters. It doesn't matter about what I think.
Well, now,
did you know Spanish?
Sorry.
Absolutely.
No. I don't know much Spanish. Like, I know the basics. I know, you know, hola, como está? Yo soy Samantha. Those are the simple things that I learned growing up. I had, like, a fake Dominican mother growing up. But, like, and she tried to teach me Spanish. But I don't know Spanish. My last name is Diaz. I don't know Spanish. You can talk to me in Spanish. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
That's
sorry,
okay.
My phone is dying.
You're good.
No, you're good. Did we lose you?
Let her buffer back.
That's okay.
I'm like, there we go. I'm so sorry. My grandma's calling. Everybody's calling. Okay. yeah, I know. I feel bad.
Grandma's important.
Like, in New York. But it's cool. It's cool. It's all right. Shoot, what was the question? Sorry, grandma.
No, that's okay. Grandma's the most important. So you learned Spanish just to do that song?
Oh, yes. Yeah, like on the trains before that performance, I was singing that song to practice. I didn't care how bad I sounded. I mean, of course I care, but like, I'm like, this is my practice. It's okay to mess up on the trains because when you get to Hawaii, you're going to nail it. You know, and then I have people from my church who were helping me as well. They were like, Sam, okay, como la flor. You know, like really trying to help me with the pronunciation because I was so worried. I'm like, it's Selena, but it's like Selena's, you know, you can't mess that up. So yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking and I don't know much Spanish, but I learned. I know what the whole song means now, for the most part. Not the whole song, sorry. But I did look it up, the, you know, the translated version. And so, what am I doing? I'm so sorry.
Don't worry.
So many phone calls.
Girl, you had a night. We understand the phone calls. Don't be shy. Right. You're all good.
But yeah, this is crazy. This is a dream come true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's interesting to me.
Fans, like speaking a different language and whatnot, it just really helped you connect with the fans. And I know people loved it, and I know we loved it. And it was just like, all right, I see you, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was like, girl, you better do it. Like, Selena's just legendary. Her moves, everything. Like, I'm like, she has a great style. She is beautiful. Her voice is amazing.
Yeah.
I can't mess that up. Everybody loves Selena. And so I just wanted them to get that Selena vibe from me in Hawaii.
Right.
I think we did. It was amazing.
Success.
Yes. Gosh, wow. But Sam, it's interesting that you don't think that was your best performance. So what do you think was your best performance, or what's your favorite?
I just feel like I always could do better. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I guess that's why when people tell me things about my performances, I'm shocked. And I'm also grateful, because it's like they're showing me these things. And then it's like, okay, I might not see it right away as they're telling me. But when I will sit here and I will rewatch the videos, the episodes, just to try, at least try to see a piece of what they see in me. Mm-hmm. And like, I do it every single day. I'm like, all right, listen closely. Like, I'll hold the mic right here to my ear. And I'm like, okay. I hear what Uncle Luke was talking about with the, you know, the range thing. I'm like, okay, I hear that low register, you know, I hear the soul and the grit in your voice. I just think that I can always do better. And so, I don't know. If I did have to choose one, and it's not because of my performance, I would say the Hollywood Week performance where I got the money in my tip box and my audition.
Yes.
Those two performances were my favorite, because my audition, it was loving that room.
Yeah.
That I was not expecting. And that's another thing that always gets me teary-eyed and crying. It's just like, Lionel Richie is so humble. Luke Bryan is so humble. Katy Perry, so humble. And hilarious. Let me just tell you, all these people are funny. They are funny behind the scenes, off camera, nobody around. They are hilarious and the same exact way. And, you know, just to be able to experience that for yourself and be, you know, a person that can attest to that, it feels so good. And that moment right there where I got to pray with them, it was like, okay, Sam, this could be it. But this is going to change not only your life, even if I didn't make it to Hollywood, I'm like, that you praying with these people is going to tell people to come to Jesus. Like, it's going to show people that Jesus Christ died on the cross for them and rose on the third day. It's going to show people that, you know, it's okay if I didn't make it to Hollywood. But, you know, I went there and I prayed with them. I was myself the entire way, this entire competition, you know. I feel like that was important for me, that performance. And then Hollywood Week, having Luke Bryan, Katy Perry, and Lionel Richie put money into my tip box that I've been using for years on the train. I mean, years, from the start of me singing on the train. That's why it's all taped up and ripped up. If you see it, it got holes in it that's taped up. It's just crazy. Yeah. They put money in that box, and it's like, I was using that box thinking that, you know, I needed the luck. And I really didn't need the luck, you know. It's crazy. Like, this whole experience is life-changing. I'm like, I do this all the time, and now I'm doing it in front of all these people. That was amazing for me, those two moments right there. And even, of course, the whole competition, but if I had to pin down two, those two right there. I'm sorry, I talk a lot.
Yeah, don't get rid of that.
We love it.
Make sure you don't get rid of that tip box. Keep that forever.
Yeah, right. Gosh, story time.
In a room.
So remember my partner, Shamil?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, she was amazing too. Yeah.
She's incredible. She's incredible. She was actually on Levels. I found that out after being her partner. She was on the Spanish The Voice, and she was a finalist.
Wow.
So yeah, incredibly talented, super humble. You guys should speak with her soon too. She's amazing.
Oh my gosh. The duet the two of you did? Oh, was so good. So
that
good.
Girl, I love that. Whoo, she kept my head on. She's like, I've been through this. Let me tell you how it goes. Like, you know? But so we were partners, and for the day after my solo round, the first solo round, she had my box in her bag with her stuff. And she was eliminated the last round. So she accidentally took it home because the duet round, we forgot to get it from each other. It was just, yeah. And so she took it home and I never got it back. But I'm like, it's all right. No. Because, no, it's cool. Because I was going to get it back from her and then go home and burn it. Just because I was like, no more box. I don't need this anymore. And of course, the memories are there. But I just felt like burning it would be good for me. And maybe that wasn't the way to go. And so God was like, a psych. That's what happened to my box. Hopefully she still has it. Because that thing means a lot to me, even though I was going to burn it.
It was symbolic. It's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And how amazing is it that you really all seem like such a family, you know, you and the other contestants, and then the fact that, that you do call Mr. Lionel Richie Papa Lionel, and he calls you his kid, and I mean, that's incredible, and it really seems like you are going to have that lifelong bond with, with him.
Oh, yes. From top 40 all the way to production, like, even the people who were here in Hollywood Week that got eliminated, we just got to know each other in that little bit of time that we had, and it's like, you see these people, you hear their voice, and it's like, wow, they're so good. And then you see how they interact with people, and it's like, wow, they're so sweet. And then you hear their story, and it's like, wow. Oh my gosh, you went through that? And I was just your roommate in Hollywood. I was, you know, like Amber was my roommate for Hollywood Week. And, you know, before I got to Hawaii, I got to hear a little bit more about her story. Of course, she told me some things there. But she went in depth on the show. And, you know, even after that, you know, after getting to know her on the show, we got to see each other again. And we got to know a little bit more about each other. And it's like, you would never know, sitting down with these people, going out to eat with these people, you know, celebrating, making it to the next round of Hollywood with these people. You would never, ever know, because they're just smiling, happy, or trying to keep everybody's spirits up, trying to make sure nobody's stressed. Or, you know, anxious. We are just all supportive of each other. You would never know the stories that are behind those smiles. And so it's just amazing how humble these people are. Like you, like Dylan, you know, you would never, ever, especially him. Like, it's just that boy right there, that man, he's not a boy, that man right there, he is super humble. Let me tell you, like, he's just a sweetheart. He was just, Francisco, sweetheart, such a sweetheart. And like, he's like worrying about, you know, oh, are you okay, I hope you're not nervous, and he's nervous himself. You know, worrying about if other people are anxious because he knows how it feels, you know.
Yeah,
it's little things like that. Louis, always checking on someone, always trying to make someone laugh if he sees that they're down, always making sure that someone's good. It's just like, we're just a family now, especially after Hawaii. Like, we got to sing with each other, go out to eat and just hang out. Because, you know, we only sang once out there. So that was a vacation for us. It was a gift from American Idol. And that entire time, we were like really getting to know each other. We had this moment where, and I don't tell many people this, but we all sat in a room in the hotel and we just talked about our lives after, you know, the show aired in February. And we all cried.
Yeah.
The men cried. I'm talking all the men. I'm sorry, Jovan, you cried the hardest.
Calling him out.
I love him so much. Like, and if you see that episode of Hawaii,
Yeah, if you see that episode where I ran to him, it was because of that moment. The episode, you know, where we were all just rooting for each other, running to each other, so happy that, you know, we made it to the next round or that the other person made it to the next round. It's because, like, that moment in that room was so crazy. We don't even know how we got to it. We were laughing one moment, playing games, Uno, this, that, and then everybody's crying. Going in a circle, like, literally going in a circle, telling some part of their story.
Beautiful.
And that, I feel, brought us together, like, really close. And I'm even Arthur, like, he even opened up to us a little bit. And so, you know, and Arthur's always quiet, you know, unless you're around him all the time. He's like always to himself, but he's so funny, he's so sweet. Oh my gosh, like, just, I loved that we were able to get to know each other. Oh my gosh, I just love them.
Yes. And let me ask you, so knowing that you all were so close and you're so used to, like, all being together, how hard was it to go from that, where you have each other, to being remote and being separated? Like, I can't even imagine what the drastic change that must have been.
Yeah, it's different. And, you know, a lot of us, we keep in touch every single, I mean, we talk every day. We have a group chat with Top 20. And we talk every single day. I miss them. And I know I'm a crybaby. I don't care if they laugh at me. I really do miss them. And I'm sure that they miss me too. But we do try to, you know, just be there for each other as much as we can through text. And, you know, we call each other as often as possible. We are a family. Like, no matter what anybody says, we don't look alike. But we are a family. And this experience, you know, it's bittersweet, but mostly sweet, because at the end of the day, we are still, no matter where we are on this planet, we're still going through it together. And so I feel like we all keep that in mind when, you know, the bad thoughts come through, or when we start missing each other. Like, we're still in this together. We still have each other's numbers. We're still checking in on each other. We're all still going to get this thing done. You know, it's we're in it together. So I think that's really all that matters.
And you all handled it amazing. I mean, what you all have done is groundbreaking. I mean, you really made history with this. It's incredible. You know, the remote filming.
It's super tough. It's really tough. And we barely sleep. But it is, it's worth it. I think that it's coming together better than I imagined it when I first heard we were going to be doing this thing from home. You know, because when you hear it, it's like American Idol at home.
Right.
Like, what?
YouTube? Like, that's just like Facebook or Instagram, you know? But no, it's not. This is different. Like you said, this is making history. And we're a part of that, which is a big deal. It's just, it's beautiful, and it is tough, you know, putting the technical things together, getting the set design. We're literally doing our own job, which is to be a singer, a musician, and an entertainer, and then we're doing production's job with them, because they're still doing their job. Of course, we're doing the set production's job. Like, we're doing the stylist job. We're doing everyone's job right now, and our own. And, you know, of course they're helping us, but it's like, we're learning a lot, and this is more than just American Idol. This is more than just American Idol at home. I'm telling you, this is like boot camp for singers. This is like, so you want to be a singer. Like, seriously.
Gosh. Talk about throwing you into the fire, right? Like,
it's cool. It's really cool, though. It's dope. Because we're learning a lot. I know how to put together some lights now. It's not just any kind of light. I don't know the name of it. But, you know, it's pretty cool. It looks cool. It came in a box in pieces. And
that's impressive. I would be screwed. I would have no idea how to set any of that up.
Listen,
you know?
I'm learning. I'm learning as I go. I broke a couple bulbs.
It's okay.
It's okay. No, it's cool. It's cool.
So Sam, let me ask you, when American Idol is over, who would be like your dream person to perform with? If you could choose any like contemporary artist to make a song with right now.
To make a song with? Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm. That is so tough. Like, I love Fantasia. I love Cynthia Erivo. However, if I had to choose someone to make a song with, like, I want a duet with Fantasia. I want a duet with Cynthia Erivo. Like, there are many artists that I want to duet with, but to make a song with Arlissa, Andra Day, Lauren Daigle. And why? Because I've always been the kind of person since I was a kid I enjoy music that I feel like every song has a message, of course. Yes. Mm. However, there's like certain songs that they just like, they have a message and they connect with me. Mm. You know, and it's just Arlissa, most of her songs, they just speak to my heart. Heart ain't gonna, heart ain't gonna lie. That one right there, oh my gosh. Any day, any time, that I'm like, yes, this is my song. I'm feeling those words. And so if I could make a song like that with her, what? Oh, excuse me, I cracked. but no, seriously, her lyrics are amazing and I just feel her. And so definitely her. Then Andra Day, same with her. Mm-hmm. Like, it's something about Rise Up. Like, when I sang Rise Up on the trains, because that was a song that I used to sing on the subways, I would be tired, you know, but I would be smiling because I was at work and I knew that I was okay. Yeah. And also, I was making money. I was going to be, even if I wasn't all right, I was going to be fed. My grandmother was going to be fed. We were going to have bills paid. But like singing Rise Up, I remember a few times, when I speak, I see things, like I see it around me. I see my thoughts around me. And so I go into the thoughts sometimes. So like I was just seeing myself on the train, singing Rise Up. I was so tired, like so tired. But like just singing those words, it's like, all we need is hope, you know? It's something about that song and just her music period that speaks to me. And so definitely her for that. And then Lauren Daigle as well. I remember singing You Say on the train at my audition, you know? And that, it's just, I remember feeling those words in my personal life before American Idol. I remember singing that song and like, you know, not crying, but like being able to sing it on the trains. And I was like, wow, I would sing it on the trains. Like, this is for you, God. I'm like, Lord, this is for you because you say, I am loved when I don't feel a thing. Like, that's what I was going through last year. I'm like, I don't see it, but I'm a believe because you are telling me through your people, God, that there's something about me that you love, that people love, that I should love, you know? You say really spoke to me for that reason. Like, I, you know, like many people, I've gone through depression and all those things. I was diagnosed with PTSD 2 years ago. Just all the things that I've experienced, I was fighting voices in my mind that said I was not enough, you know? I've been through it, you know? Like, many people, like, I know it's not just me, but like I've been there. And so like when I sing those songs, it's like I can connect to it, and I want to be able to put music out that people can connect to, but also that will motivate them the way that these songs have motivated me. Because it's like, yeah, I feel these things, I get teary-eyed, I get sad when I sing them, but at the end of the day, it's like it still motivates me. The pain motivates me. The hurt, the things that I've been through, it motivates me to want to not go through that pain again. I remember telling myself literally 2 years ago that I will never experience not being able to eat every day. I will never experience not being able to pay a bill for my grandmother, for my sisters, for anybody. I will never experience having to beg for someone to do something for me, like, because I couldn't do it for myself. Because I was never that kind of person. Growing up, from young, I sold ices on the block. I'm talking, you know, the little plastic cups. Yeah. I sold Kool-Aid ices on the block. Mm-hmm. I'm talking 7, 8, 9 years old. I sold pastelitos for the pastelito lady. I did it all, okay? I was not playing. I was always looking for a way to make money. And I've done crazier things just because of where I'm from, you know, just to make money. And so I told myself, after, you know, being depressed and getting diagnosed with PTSD, I like gave up on music for a year. Not gave up on music, but I stopped singing. Mm-hmm. I was just really just going through a lot. But after that, I'm like, I'm never going through that again, because I didn't eat. My grandmother was struggling. Mm-hmm. It was like a lot. Like, we were struggling a lot more than we already were. Mm-hmm. Like, so I was like, no, Sam. No, you can't do that. You know, I forgot the question, but
no, thank you. Honestly, thank you so much for sharing things with us, because it's your voice. Of course, we are all obsessed with your voice. No one can take that away from you. You're incredible. But the amount that you've been willing to share with America through this makes it, you're helping, you know, you helped us in here just now. So imagine the impact on the millions and millions of people watching you. So I'm going to go ahead and speak on behalf of them. Thank you for, absolutely just sharing. I'm the crier on this show, so we're besties for sure. Hamza doesn't like to cry, but he's doing it. But really, it's because you touch us so deeply all the time. So thank you so much for sharing that. Of course.
Thank you for listening, because I can share all I want, but you guys don't have to listen. So
we love you, Justin.
As long as you let us.
I love you guys, and I watch your videos, and I'm like, they are so sweet. Like, and it's not even like just about me. It's about, those are my friends, you know.
Yeah.
And when I see people who are rooting for all of us, or who are just positive about all of us, it makes me happy, because there are a lot of negative people out there, and then they I don't know if they forget that we know each other, but they're so rude, and it's like, oh my gosh, that's my brother.
We feel you.
Appreciate people like you who are spreading positivity about all of us, or just most of us. Gosh, I'm
thank
like
you. Thank you for saying crying. That. Thank you.
No, you're good. You're good. Hamza, you had a question.
Yes. So something I really want, I was curious about this, right? You're a Subway singer, which is awesome. And I know how you are as a person, right? So when, not if, but when you get your multi-platinum deal and you have a record out, would you be willing to do a concert on a Subway train and have it like
Yes. Not only that. Not only that, my plan, even before like I knew about me auditioning for American Idol, I've always wanted to expose the talent underground, because there are people that have never been seen before, with talents that have never been seen before, that are underground, and they're only getting like $100, $200 a day for the beautiful talent that they have. And I'm like, no. I need to shed light on the underground world a little more than, you know, I don't know if you guys seen my short film, Sam Underground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was just a little piece of, you know, what happens. And that was just my life. So I'm like, I want to show many people. There's a lady who paints herself all white and she stands still. I cannot keep my eyes open as long as she can.
Is she with the doves?
First of all.
The doves? Is that her? The dove lady?
Only in the summertime.
Okay.
Yes. Are you talking about Union Square?
Yeah.
That's her.
Wow.
There are so many people underground. And so, yes, I'm going to do a concert, but also I would like to have like an hour long documentary on the people underground and how hard they work and why they work underground, just so that people know, like, okay, there are people who, you know, they're going on the train, they're begging for money, they're not singing. Oh my gosh, my nose, Lord help. They're not singing or doing all these things, but like, they're just, I don't know. They have a story. They have a reason why they need the money. And I feel like people look at them, especially if you like have a smell about you, like if you,
If you look homeless, they just look at you funny. They probably won't give you money if you stink. And it's like, okay, I get that you feel like these people need to be taking a shower, but how?
Right.
Yeah.
How? You know, good point. Like, I want to shed light on things like that. There was a girl named Jazan who auditioned for American Idol who was homeless. And I cried watching her story. First of all, of course we cried through everybody's story, but like for her, I knew her personally. I met her about a year ago, a year prior to my audition. And I had no idea that she and her mother were homeless. I actually did not even know that her mother was her mother. When I met her, I was singing on the trains and my sister would help me because I had my surgery done and, you know, I just needed help with, you know, lifting and everything, and my sister was there for me, and so I thought that that was her sister, and turns out when I came to American Idol, that was her mother. I said, wow. Ooh. But you know, seeing her story, it's like, wow, you would never know. I knew this girl. We've spoken time after time. We've seen each other on the trains, and I didn't know that they were homeless. Yeah. How would I know?
And Netflix will pick up that documentary for sure.
Yeah, you and Netflix. Netflix.
Yes.
Y'all get together.
Listen, hey, Netflix.
We said it now. Do you hear us?
Yes.
Honestly, though, some of the best live performances that you'll see are on the subways. There's always the like 4 or 5 part R&B a cappella groups
of these men
that have been going for years. Like those cats
don't know much
where
about
it's at.
History.
Exactly.
Yes.
I love them. Oh my gosh.
So good. But they've been doing it forever.
Yeah. And there was 1 year, 2 years ago, actually, I was on the train for Christmas. I sang every holiday because that's when the money comes in. And weekends. But I was singing on the train one Christmas, and these guys came around giving out money. They said they only gave out 10 envelopes. I think they gave me like $300. And I was so broke because I had bought my grandmother a gift because I didn't want to not get her a gift that year because it had been years. Or it had been a year or two. But like, I'm so used to, even if I don't have something, I'm going to get my grandmother something for every holiday because if she doesn't have money, she's going to at least get somebody flowers for holidays. Like, that's just how she is. Oh. So that's how she raised me to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were handing out money. And I'm like, things like that need to be exposed as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Things like that need to be exposed. Why? Because it will encourage other people to do the same.
Absolutely.
And not, I'm not talking regular people like the men who did it for me that are from Harlem, you know, that are from Uptown New York, because that's where they were from. And I think 2 of them were from Brooklyn. They were brothers. But like people who have a platform to do these things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People who have a platform to shed light on things like this, I feel will be able to, I don't know, hopefully benefit from this, but like, I don't know, they'll be able to give if they see. I don't know, I hope they're inspired.
Teach some people some lessons. Do you have some time to answer some fan questions from the live chat?
Let's do it. Is it okay if we only do 5?
Absolutely.
Of course,
we can we can do a little less than that. All good.
Okay, so that's a whole hand.
That's a whole hand, girl. You've given us the hand, we got it. We won't take advantage of the hand. So Tara Baltz wants to know, after American Idol, what genre of music would you like to do for your first album?
Okay, for my first album, definitely R&B soul and just a little sneak peek is not a song, but I am planning on putting out music that have to do with my life. I know that's a little deep, but just because I want to make songs that are like, okay, I've been through this, but now I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, like, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, you know?
Yes.
So definitely R&B soul. Yeah.
Perfect.
Love it.
When you were singing on the train, we know that you would probably for the holidays sing things that were according to said holidays, but what was your favorite type of song to sing? Or you know what? What would make you the most dough?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Listen, Beyonce.
Yeah. Okay.
Great.
Bruno
song.
Mars, Grenade.
Uh-huh.
Hard Thing Than a Lie, Arlissa. Actually, anything Arlissa.
Okay.
Anything Arlissa. They're like, are you the white Adele? I'm like, I'm just Sam.
No, I'm the white Adele.
No.
Yes, yes, I am.
Amazing. Those are all great songs. I would stop. I'd throw a 50. Okay. What made you want to audition for American Idol as opposed to the other shows?
Oh, well, I've already auditioned for the other shows. Okay. And my first time auditioning for America's Got Talent, I got a call back, but I didn't make it to the TV rounds. And then the second time I auditioned for The Voice, I got a call back. The first time I didn't. And I didn't make it to the TV rounds. And so I'm like, let me try American Idol. Finally, now that I'm over age and, you know, can go by myself. And they were in New York. I didn't know that they were doing New York auditions when Mariah Carey was the judge. I mean, sorry, J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
When she was the judge, I didn't realize that they were in New York. But if I had, I would have done it then, because the only reason why I didn't audition as a kid was because it was always far from the city and my grandmother and I, we didn't have a car or anyone to take us. So yeah, that was like tough. But like Fantasia, when I saw her story, I'm like, that could be me. That could definitely be me. You know, absolutely. I should definitely try. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's why I auditioned.
Just right Sam, on. Can I just say, I loved when you did Fantasia's song a couple weeks ago. I loved that. Oh, girl, you killed it.
Thank you so much. Good. I did. I wanted to sing Summertime. And then.
Oh, good too.
I did. But you seen the dress that I wore, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had already gotten that dress when I looked up Fantasia's version, her live version. Because before I do a performance, I like to look up the live. So I can see, okay, how does she present herself? You know, how does she connect with the audience? How does she sing the song when she was live? Because I'm sure it's not the way the audio is, you know? So I look for those reasons. And when I did that, which was after I bought my red dress, I saw that she had a red dress.
Right.
I say, oh, no, you can't do red dress with Fantasia, because then people are going to keep comparing it to her. Which is cool. I love Fantasia. I said, I'm auditioning. I auditioned because of her. It's just that I want to be just Sam. And I don't want people to be like, oh, she's trying to be like, and that's cool if they do, because I still sing I Believe. But, you know, I felt like when I saw the red dress on her, it was like, oh, that's too much.
But you made it your own. You totally made it your own, though. You know.
Thank you.
There was no.
Instead of asking another question, I'm just going to give you a couple shout outs from the chat. We've got Tara Baltz with an amen, Alinda M with a God bless you, Jonathan Lowe, huge fan, you. Nicole Nosh Beesh, we're going to go with, says love you as well. Our whole chat loves you. They've been tuning in the whole time, commenting. So thank you so much.
Lisa,
you have a closing question? You have a final question?
I'm so happy you joined us. Just Sam, Papa Lionel told you this, and we've said this too, like there is nothing just about you, girl. You are amazing, about you. You're incredible, and you're so humble and so sweet, and we are rooting for you, and we will be supporting you through American Idol and after it's over. Yes, yes.
Thank you
much. We'll riot.
If you don't win, I don't know what's gonna happen.
No, look, listen. Yeah. If I win, remember what I said.
Your friends don't win. Mm-hmm. Your friends don't win. But you know what? You're all gonna win after this anyway. Like you said before, you guys are gonna win all the way home because you're so talented. Yep. You especially. Thank you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Where can the fans find you on social media?
Well, I have a YouTube. It's Just Sam American Idol. Okay. My Instagram is justsam.co.
And then my Facebook is Samantha Diaz. That's all different names, but
they'll find you. They'll find you on all of them.
Yeah.
Thank you so, so much for joining us. This was such a pleasure. Please
expect to stay this long. This was fun.
Break all the legs next week. Yes. We're cheering for you.
And everyone vote for Just Sam.
Yes.
Vote for Just Sam, everyone. Vote for Just Sam.
Thank you guys so much.
See you later.
Great night.
Thank you.
Wash your hands, guys.
Wash your hands. That's it. Final words. Yep. See ya.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Oh, I don't know.
There we go. Oh, guys. What the heck? She is the best.
Bring her back.
Yes, I missed her already. Come back.
Wow. That was amazing, you guys. Thank you. Thank you for chatting along with us and asking your questions and listening to her amazing, amazing words. Let's just real quick do a little recap on what we saw tonight in the rest of the episode. So who we've got going on? Of course, we've got Just Sam. We've got Arthur Gunn. We've got Johnny West, Louie Knight, Julia Gargano, Francisco Martin, Dylan James are all going on top seven next week. Tonight was a big cut. I know that we were reducing people, but man, hearing that Jovan did not make it, that one tore me up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, agreed. Oh, but I didn't agree with that at all. The only thing I can think of, I think I mentioned last week, was the song choice, which I know you loved, Trina. You loved the song that he did with that New Orleans flair, which I loved too.
Alan Stone song, yeah.
Yeah, but maybe it didn't translate well with America because it's kind of different than the other types of songs people do. Yeah. But that was heartbreaking. Yeah.
It was fun too when you pick a song because you got to realize who these people are that are watching this show who are going to vote for you. So try to keep it within some certain genres, I guess. And I felt the same way about Sophia James. I mean, it's like...
Mm-hmm.
My pick is gone.
I know. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, let's just quick debrief on our favorite performances of the night. Lisa, let's start with you.
I'm sorry. Were there any other performances other than Just Sam? Sorry.
But did you have the second performance?
Okay.
Well, I know. I enjoyed all of them. I liked that they did Disney tonight and following, like, ABC did another Disney sing-along tonight, the second one and that. So it was fun. I thought it was really cool to see all the Disney songs and then the tributes that everyone did to their moms. A really touching night. So I don't know. I really liked everyone's performance. Yeah. I was thinking about you.
Of course you were. Like, sobbing. A lot of work. As I sobbed just now too in the middle of our show, like, obviously that was going to happen. But yeah, the mom stuff.
Beautiful.
During quarantine is like very touching, of course. Mm-hmm. Hamza, what do you got?
I mean, I'm in Orlando right now, right next door to Disney. Every night at 10 p.m., I hear their fireworks going off.
I'm here with my mom
on Mother's Day, right? So it's like, what's there not to like about this episode? I loved it. I enjoyed it. I like Disney songs. I think we all like Disney songs, and who doesn't? And a lot of people may not have a great performance tonight, but just because I sing songs, I enjoyed it. So overall, I was very pleased just in general. You know, I think Louie Knight did a very, very good job with that song. And I think it's because I like that song. I can't tell if I like the song or if I like the performance, but all of it was wonderful. I liked it. Today was a good American Idol day.
It was a good American Idol day. Absolutely.
It was.
My favorite was Arthur Gunn's second song.
Yeah,
he did an amazing, amazing version of that song. Mm-hmm. And I know it's kind of technically the same genre as the original, but him putting his spin on that for some reason at least made it sound a little bit different than what he normally does with these songs. And so I was so happy. Because I was like, all right, I think we're still in the game.
Yes.
Arthur, I think we're still in the game. So I'm pulling, of course, pulling for Just Sam, pulling for her boy Arthur, pulling for a lot of people, pulling for Jovan to wow us all with a single by the summer.
Yes. We will buy it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's do some quick predictions for next week.
Winners.
We chose winners, right? We're supposed to be keeping track. Your winner went home.
Y'all's winners still around.
Yeah, ours. Right? Sam and Arthur.
Yeah. You know what's kind of interesting? Did you guys notice that the top seven is very male heavy this year? So it's like there's just Sam and Sophia.
Julia. Yeah.
Oh, no, Julia. I'm sorry. Julia. No, not Julia. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sophia, and the rest are men. Yeah.
Hamza, let's give you an opportunity to update your choice now that you have your remaining seven. Would you like to pick one or would you like to be neutral?
Like the only other ones I want to go with is Arthur, Gunn, or Just Sam. I mean, I like Louis Knight, but realistically speaking, I want Just Sam to take this. You know, I think she deserves it the most out of all of them. And I think she's worked the hardest out of all of them. And I think she always hits it. Every single one of her performances has been like, oh yeah. So Just Sam.
Yeah. And Lisa, we know your choice.
Yeah. But good point, Hamza. You know, Just Sam has never had an off week. You know, sometimes some contestants will have good weeks. She has not had an off week. Every single week she brings it. You're absolutely right.
100%.
I think she's our American Idol. She should be.
Hey. How do we think it's going to go next week? Do we think that it's going to go like it did tonight and they just call you up and say top and then everybody else just runs away?
You know, we should have asked Sam about that. I'm not sure, because did you notice how they were saying, okay, next week is the grand finale? They didn't say your votes tonight determine the American Idol. They say your votes tonight determine who's in the grand finale next week. So are we going to be voting during the show, I wonder? I'm not really sure how it's going
to be. Because it's live on the East Coast.
Right.
I mean, I feel like they've done that once where they had like the top three and right then and there they had over the break and people in the audience, well, there's no audience this time. And then they came back from the break and it's like tallying up the votes and it did a whole little percentage.
Maybe the judges are going to decide.
I hope so.
Because if only half of America can vote.
I mean, America doesn't know what they're talking about, so I'm down with that.
Oh my God.
Love you, America.
All right. Well, that's going to be it for this one. Lisa, where can the viewers find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Lisa M. Macy, Lisa 2 M's ASI, and on Twitter. Tell me if I'm right, Trina, at Lisa Marie Macy, Lisa Marie M-A-S-I. Is that my Twitter?
I think so.
Okay.
Hamza, what about you?
Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Hamza_mania, Hamza, H-U-M-Z-A _mania, M-A-N-I-A.
Beautiful. And y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at HeyTrinaDong. Thank you guys so much for joining us on this very, very special episode with Just Sam. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Sam. We love you so much.
Thank you, Lisa, for bringing it on, Sam.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank
my
you,
pleasure.
Everybody.
Thank you, Sam. Thank
we will see you guys next week for the American Idol finale. Bye.
Exciting. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.